proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we continue in our series about the names of God, we come across the compound name Yahweh Shalom. The Hebrew noun Shalom carries with it a wide variety of meanings. It derives from the Hebrew verb shalem, which meant to complete or finish. In the early books of the Old Testament, the word shalem appeared in contexts that related to recompensing some debt or paying some obligation. Joseph employed that term in the 44th chapter of the book of Genesis, when he ordered his steward to ask his brothers, quote, "Wherefore have you rewarded evil for good?" Unquote. The word rewarded being shalem in the Hebrew language. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, Moses told the Jews that, quote, "When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it." The word pay is again the Hebrew verb shalom. Shalom could also convey the idea of retribution for injuries inflicted. In the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses warned his hearers that, quote, "God repayeth them that hate him to their face," unquote. The word repayeth here is the verb shalem. Then, in Proverbs chapter 20, Solomon advised his son, quote, "Say not thou, I will recompense evil," unquote. The word recompense here translates shalem. Most often, though, the verb shalem indicated making peace between warring factions. The king of Jerusalem utilized the word in that fashion when appealing to his royal confederates, quote, "Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel," unquote. The words "make peace" is a translation of the Hebrew shalem. One of Solomon's proverbs, found in the 16th chapter of that book, was this statement: "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace," shalem, to be at peace with him, unquote. The cognate Hebrew noun shalom usually indicated a state or condition of peace. In the 9th chapter of 2 Kings, for example, various messages sent from Jezreel to Jehu kept asking him, quote, "Is it peace? Shalom." However, the word shalom often describes something more than just a lack of conflict. The peace denoted by that word was that state of inner tranquility that resulted from a right relationship to God and to other people. Psalm 85 contained a verse that addressed the blessedness of such a case. Quote, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace, shalom, have kissed each other," unquote. In the 26th chapter of the book of Leviticus, God promised the Israelites that he would give them peace in their land. Within the context of that statement, he associated such a condition with the absence of predatory animals in their midst, or of opposing armies besetting them. God's promise of peace involved much more than simply a lack of conflict. God's promise of peace implied contentment. It implied divine protection. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.